Today I'm speaking with one of Ireland's early adventurers into the Antarctic, an amazing man. I have had the privilege now to be to Antarctica with Fergus O'Gorman twice in the last few years. Fergus, by the way, is in his 70s and has had an amazing life and is a member of our Forever Young Club. Fergus, like, you've had an amazing life. Where did this all start with you?
Well, it started nearly 50 years ago. Directly after I finished college, I got a job in the Antarctic as a research biologist, and I went straight to the Antarctic for 2.5 years. And that was the start of it all, of course.
Well, I suppose my connection with you was the fact that we went down in the Beyond Endurance in 2006, and something very special happened there, because after all of these years being a zoo, your profession was, you know, presenter and what, like, you did lots of stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I taught in University College Cork. I did television, I did radio. I've been all around the place, consultant to the UN, scientific advisor to the Department of Lands and Forestry, and always with the opportunity to go exciting places and do exciting things.
But like in your 70s, like, that's what amazed me. Like, you came down to the Antarctic with me to, you know, go back to place where you first started.
Oh, yeah. And I would go back tomorrow again. I mean, there's a lot of other things I could do, which I would like to do. You know, I haven't been to base camp in Everest. I'm sure I can do that without. I mean, I haven't climbed Kilimanjaro, but that's a short walk.
Well, the one good thing about that, you're saying about base camp, like, we had an 85-year-old that I met. This is how the whole thing started. And he was there with his 79-year-old girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, so therefore, you know, that's where I actually take hope from in the Forever Young Club, is that the fact that we can keep going. But, you know, like, your speciality in the Antarctic, which amazed me when we were down there, and your knowledge was vast of it, like, was seals.
Yes, my research interest is seals. And, of course, there are masses of species and multitudes of seals in the Antarctic.
I know there's lots of people, like, you know, there, and they're talking about going to the Antarctic. What would you have to say about it at this stage? You know, going out to South Georgia, the effect that I had, like, the animals, the wildlife, the beauty.
It is unbelievable, because it is still, and it was then and it's still now, you can walk up to an animal and sit down beside it and it goes on with its business. It's like the world was when, as it begun, you know, that sort of feeling, that whereas you walk out the door here and the birds all fly away, that doesn't happen in the Antarctic. That is, and Galapagos is exactly the same. I went to Galapagos, dived in Galapagos a couple of years ago, and it was exactly the same sort of experience. You could get close to the animals without any disturbance or anything else, and it's a wonderful feeling.
And can I ask a question? How do you feel now in your 70s, like, you know, like, and the world's still out there? Is it still as exciting for you when you started, like, travelling those many years ago, as one of, which I look up to, like, as one of the early Irish adventurers to go out and see what's on the other side, the likes of Tom Crean?
To go to somewhere where you haven't been and have wanted to go to is a magical experience, you know, is an achievement of a dream, and that's what life should be about. And I mean, I still have dozens of dreams that I would like to fulfill.
Yeah, well, I know I've been away on 2 trips with you, and this, you know, it's been amazing. Like, you know, you actually won the pole dancing competition on the ship when we were down in Ushuaia.
Yes, well, it was the South Pole we were going to, so why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you be a pole dancer? Well, I must say, like, it's been a pleasure talking to you again today here. It's fantastic. You know, you're an inspiration to the likes of the younger people like myself in their 50s to say, you know, there's so much out there to look forward to.
Absolutely.
So I'd just like to say thank you, Fergus, and it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you, Pat.